if you patiently listened to Akon's Blame It On Me, but I chose to start the conversation for this hour with Sorry, Blame It On Me. It seems somewhat like a public apology, so I'm going to read the lyrics word for word. As life goes on, I'm starting to learn more and more about responsibility. I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I wanted to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for. I'm sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times I disrespect. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. I'm sorry I'm not always there for my sons. I'm sorry for the fact that I'm not aware that you can't sleep at night when I am not there. Because I'm in the streets like every day, I'm sorry for the things that I did not say. Like how you are the best thing in my world, and I'm so proud to call you my girl. I understand that there's some problems, and I'm not too blind to know all the pain you kept inside you, even though you might not show. If I can't apologize for being wrong, then it's just a shame on me. I'll be the reason for your pain, and you can put the blame on me. 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 You can go ahead and put the blame on me. Let's talk public apologies on the sunny side. Good afternoon. I am Denise Dennis Waller, and this is your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. Lately, we have seen a lot of public apologies on social media, especially from some celebrities, you know. Yeah. There was the one from Yule Doche to his first wife. You know he got married to another lady, right? Yeah. I'm trying to get hold of that apology. I don't know if I still have it. If I did, I probably would read it. If I don't, let me just tell you all that was spelt out in that particular apology. I hope I find it though. I've been deleting a lot of things lately, and I can always find it on Google, right? Yeah, can always do a quick Google search, and I'm certain it will pop up, and I would read the content. If I can't find it, okay, let me not waste so much time trying to find it. Now, there was the one from, what's his name? Olua Bona. Bona Boy to his fans after they waited for him for several hours. About 7 hours to show up and perform. A show that was supposed to start about 6 p.m. I think he ended up showing up when? Ended up showing up at 3:30 a.m., and when he came, he started by saying some very nonsense things to his fans. And at the end of the day, well, you know, the backlash on social media and all. Then there is the apology from Alex Akuba's ex-fiance. You know, she called off their engagement, right? Oh, well, she came back to apologize. And then there's still some controversies around that particular apology. She's claiming that she was blackmailed to apologize and all, but one is forced to ask if this, you know, act of, remember last year when Two-Face also came to publicly apologize to Annie Idibia, his wife, after their back and forth, the whole back and forth that happened, and he came out, said some things, all of that. So one is forced to ask if this is simply following trends, because people are now apologizing publicly. So it means if I offend someone, I should also come out and publicly apologize, especially on social media. Or is this an actual show of regrets and how it impacts overall on the reconciliation process between aggrieved parties. If I hurt my husband, if a husband hurts his wife, if I hurt my friend, what does a public apology mean? Is it necessary? How viable are public apologies in fostering true reconciliation? Now, when you want to give a public apology, sometimes you're forced to divulge what exactly happened. And people probably didn't know about it until you came out to apologize. At other times, they know about it, but then in their head, they are thinking, to what end? Is it that you cannot apologize to this person privately, or you don't have this person's contact again, or you don't know where to go to this person to apologize? Or does it make for ease of forgiveness that you could actually come out and own up to your fault? You could actually come out like Akon and take responsibility for your action and take the blame. Hence, you don't try now. She don't try. It's not easy to come out and apologize, so it's not easy. It's not to apologize for secret, not easy. It's not easy. How much more coming to apologize? And the whole world will not know that I offended you. And they will not say, hey, yeah, forgive now. Che, he's sorry, or she's sorry, or how this apology looks genuine, or you tell us, how viable are public apologies in fostering true reconciliation? 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. Once again, number to call, 070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Those are the numbers. One of them, the smart number, is for your call, and the other is for WhatsApp. I just need to do a quick confirmation to be sure that the conversation is live on Twitter, so you can go to Twitter and watch live, and also on Facebook. Okay, so we are live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, and Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. So the question again is, how viable are public apologies to, you know, in fostering true reconciliation? Is it simply following trends, or is it an actual show of regret and remorse? And does it in any way impact on the reconciliation process between aggrieved parties overall? Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, Facebook page NigeriaInfo92.3PH. And if you're able to get through to us via the phone lines, do send a WhatsApp message to the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so we can hear you. So on Facebook, Sunday Aswell Michael says, public apologies doesn't mean anything to me though, but the instant remorse matters before the apologies. The instant remorse matters before the apologies. I see. I see. Okay. I see a message on Twitter as well. This one is from @GodSavantSamu4. So it has to do with you. If you choose to forgive and forget and move on with your life, because forgiveness is personal now. Is it personal you wanted to write? Okay. God servant, please look at your message again, and let's be sure that I did say the right thing and did not misinterpret it. All right, 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH and Facebook page NigeriaInfo 92.3PH.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So welcome back. I was doing a quick search and I finally found the apology, Yole Doche, the public apology to his first wife. So I'm just going to read it quickly and let's see. Okay, so this is it. To my dear wife, Queen May Yole Doche, I acknowledge that I hurt you deeply and have apologized to you countless times. I take the blame for my actions. I agree with you that polygamy shouldn't be forced on anyone. You never bargained for it from the beginning, neither did I. But I guess life happens. You already know the whole story. I didn't do it to disrespect you. I didn't do it to replace you. Nor do I love you. Not because I don't love you anymore. I have always loved you and always will. You know what? We'll come back to this apology. We need to go on a commercial break now. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info. Keep the phone numbers handy because we'll start taking your calls after the break and also sending your messages. I'll definitely read them.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back. Before we went into break, we're talking public apologies and I was trying to cite some of the most recent public apologies we've had on social media, starting with the one tendered by Yole Edoche. You know him, Peter Edoche's son, who got himself a second wife. And this was his public apology to his first wife. And it reads, I have to start from the beginning because I couldn't complete it. To my dear wife, Queen May Yole Edoche, I acknowledge that I hurt you deeply and I've apologized to you countless times. I take the blame for my actions. I agree with you that polygamy shouldn't be forced on anyone. You never bargained for it from the beginning, neither did I. But I guess life happens. You already know the whole story. I didn't do it to disrespect you. I didn't do it to replace you. Nor because I do not love you anymore. No, I have always loved you and always will. I've been a good husband and a wonderful father. I've supported all your hustle from day one. I have been an exceptional father to our children to date, making sure they lack nothing and always there for everyone. Out of 100, I have done 99 things right. Hating me because of one thing isn't the best. Nobody is perfect. I'm not, you're not, nobody is, except God. I assure you that nobody is trying to take your place. I have apologized to you countless times, sincerely, from my heart. I am sorry. I have always loved you and always will. Okay, I cannot pronounce this one. No. We can live peacefully and happily. So that was his public apology. That was his public apology. Now, I want to read the one from Alex Okubo's ex-fiance. You know him, the actor now. She called off their engagement, you know, sometime last year. And now she's back to apologize. You know, they got engaged in May 2021, and she suddenly called off their already scheduled wedding in August of the same year. And then she's coming back to say, let me just go to how it all started. She initially wrote to inform everyone that she's officially ended her relationship and she's called off the wedding, stating that she was aware that the news would come as a shock to many. She maintained that she had made the best decision for herself because it's important that everyone finds their happiness and live in their truth. And then 1 year later, she makes a U-turn and tenders a public apology to her former lover, asking him to take her back. So this is her own apology. She shared a picture and she said, like our shirts say, nothing makes sense when we are apart. At Alex Okubo, you still have my heart. I miss you. I love you. And I'm truly sorry for all the hurt and pain you and your family went through with our breakup. My actions and how I handle things was out of my character. I should have controlled my emotions and not been so overreactive. I said too much. I did too much. Please forgive me. I've learned my lesson on how to handle situations better. I haven't expressed myself properly. I'm not afraid to be vulnerable and say you, your family and friends still mean the world to me. Losing you has felt like grief. Love heals. Hashtag Falex forever. By the way, that was the hashtag they were supposed to use for the wedding. So her name is Fancy. Her name is Alex. So Falex forever. Now let's go to Burna Boy's public apology. This one, I don't know if I would say it's an apology or it's just Burna being Burna. But a show for the 1st of January, I think the concert was tagged Love Damini or so. The show was supposed to start 7 p.m. 1st January, and it didn't show up until like 3:30 a.m. or 4 a.m. the following day, 2nd January. He had his fans waiting, and then he came, and instead of just performing, you know, taking responsibility, he first tongue-lashed his already agitated fans, and he even said things like, God will punish those of them who do not love me, or punish those of you who do not love me. And then things turned differently, and then he tendered an apology, and he says, Lagos, I love you, but I can't do this again. The organizational structure and infrastructure are not there for the complexities of my audio and production needs. Let's be clear, I wasn't late. My band wasn't late. We pride ourselves on being highly professional, especially with our stagecraft. There were three options available to me. Wait for the audio to be fixed and delay the show. Come out at 11 p.m. as planned with no sound. Or call a breach of contract and pull the plug. I know I can't go all over the world and neglect my own people, so I'm taking matters into my own hands. I'm gathering the troops to work on building world-class infrastructure in the Nigerian entertainment business. Investors and stakeholders interested, please hit me up. We need to make some changes. I apologize to my fans for how hectic it was. Thank you for staying and weathering the storm with me. And then he goes ahead to commend his band for making lemonade with the worst lemons we've ever seen. So this is how he put it. I commend my band at From the Outsiders for making lemonade with the worst lemons we've ever seen. Wonder Eggs, blah, 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 this person did an abysmal job of executing anything, and my fans should never have to go through that. I'll see you on again on Spaceship Time. No one else's. So I've just cited three public apologies now. What do you make of them? Are these apologies enough to foster true reconciliation. An aggrieved wife, an aggrieved husband, an aggrieved fiancé, a friend, a fan, an employee to an employer. Yeah, I've seen an employee also publicly apologize to the employer for certain things that went wrong, hoping that the employer would take her back. So let's hear from you. How viable are public apologies in fostering true reconciliation? 070-0923-0923 070-0923-0923, and then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416 0809-030-6416. So I'm back to reading your Facebook messages. Alozie King Chigozie says, apologies should be done privately. Taking it to the public is like bringing the whole family to the world. However, the need to forgive and let go is the only way we can live longer with your spouse or partners, and the offender should not be committing same offense always. I'll come back to the messages after this call. Nigerian, good afternoon. Okay, good news, Johnny says, public apology in itself is not viable for fostering true reconciliation. I can come public and say an apology when, in the real sense, I don't really mean it. The fact is, if the offense was a public one, it may be necessary, but whatever means you apologize, let it be genuine. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Samuel. Samuel is calling from Chuba. Okay. Hi, Samuel. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon. I'm Samuel from Chuba.
Samuel, welcome.
Go ahead. First apology, the one concerning polygamous. For me, I don't see any reason why somebody would go into polygamous without discussing it with his wife from before that started the relationship. So it's necessary you don't just drag somebody's child to a marriage and then now bring polygamous. I know the consequence of being involved in polygamous is not a good thing at all. I will never encourage anybody, or even my sister.
Okay, but that's just the content of his own apology. What do you think? Does public apology in any way foster true reconciliation? If I come out publicly to apologize to you, do you feel any different? Do you feel the need to want to say, okay, this person has really tried for him to have come out openly to apologize to me. Let me forgive and let us reconcile.
Of course. Before a man will at least have that boldness of coming out to say, I'm sorry, it takes something out of the man. So that person must have checked and see that, yes, that he is truly regret of his actions. And it's necessary that you forgive and forget.
Okay. Thank you. It's necessary you forgive and forget. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Nathaniel,
welcome.
I think public apologies go to public servants. Some public servants are like celebrities, those public figures. And before such apologies may have gone public, it means that the public may have known what transpired between both of them. I mean, who actually offended who before the apology. So that may have warranted the apology. So if the public may have known that partner A offended partner B, and it might have gone viral. Everybody were maybe expecting what will come next. And then the apology may be necessary to come publicly too. And in most cases too, it's also very very clear too that before the public apology, an inner apology may have come in, maybe trying to reconcile between the both of them secretly before the public one come in. I mean, that public one will have served as to just let people know that this is exactly what we are trying to do. But they may have done the necessary thing, the apology secretly in between, privately between both of them, and then finally making the whole people know, then the public apology now came in. That's exactly what I understand.
So now, what if we don't even know why this person is apologizing? I mean, sometimes we see public apologies and we do not know what transpired. And it was the apology that made us to start asking questions. Like, what happened? Why is he apologizing? Why is she apologizing?
For me, if what really happened is not made public.
Okay, let me give you a practical instance. Maybe it's not on... maybe it's not on social media. Yes. I don't know if you've ever gone to a public place, maybe a restaurant or a park, and you see a guy kneeling down begging a lady, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." And you know, people are passing by and they are watching. It's not a proposal, though. Like, yes. Apologizing. We don't know what happened. I mean, that's not social media. We don't live with them in their homes. We just saw these people in public. The lady said, "Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Please now, sorry now, forgive me now, I beg now." What happens in such cases?
For me, I think that would not be necessary. That could be most even embarrassing to me. If you offended me and possibly nobody knew anything about it and you came up publicly, like in a public restaurant or a public show, and you start apologizing to me, I think it would be very, very embarrassing to me, for me personally. Mm-hmm. I may not take it. But for the person that is apologizing, I mean, it could be just to attract public sympathy, possibly for others now to come in and say, "Please, now maybe you can actually add some certain things to it, maybe soften the mind of the one that the person is apologizing to, maybe to just look into it." And then, for me, I think it's not necessary. If you do anything wrong to me privately, come privately to me and then apologize to me. And it's not necessary to do it publicly for people to just see and publicly, and people now show some public sympathy to it. It will be very embarrassing to me. I'm not like it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Dakuku is on the line. Dakuku from Eche. Hi, Dakuku. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Go ahead.
So let me tell you, apologies comes from various areas. Are you getting from both the two sides? If the wife to apologize to the husband, or the husband to apologize to the wife, for those who know what they are doing, or somebody, even in political leadership, who offended somebody, you have to apologize for that person in other ways to make peace. But in other ways, listen, apologize to not when you have offended somebody over. That apologize will not be able to be accepted. Like, as I'm here, a man, definitely I kiss my wife, definitely. If I know that my wife has been found out, I have to apologize. I have to apologize to my wife, because I cannot be saying that I'm the family and the head of the family. I will not apologize to my wife. I have to apologize to her. Sorry, look at what I did. So it makes peace. I get my point. Okay. So that is the only thing. Apologies can come in your place. For those who are ignorant, they don't apologize. I don't apologize when you offended your neighbor or whoever. I get to my point. So apologies come everywhere. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dakuku. Good news, Johnny on Facebook says public apology in itself is not viable. Why do I feel like I've seen this message? Okay, I think I've seen this message. Michael Ikoramawiye says, "Good afternoon, Double D. To me as a person, any apology, whether done publicly or privately, that is not backed up with a positive change of attitude is mere fashion and trend. Genuine apologies must be followed with an intentional change of attitude, so the offender don't hurt the other party again for same reason." Sunday, I swear, Michael says, "Public apologies doesn't mean anything to me, though, but the instant remorse matters before the apologies. Public apology in itself is not viable for fostering true reconciliation. I can come public and say an apology when in the real sense, I don't really mean it. The fact is, the offense was a public one. It may be necessary, but whatever means you apologize, let it be genuine." I think I have seen this message before, but okay. Now over to WhatsApp. Facebook messages, I'll come back to you. Let's try to read some more WhatsApp messages after this call. Nigerian friend, good afternoon. Welcome.
Can you hear me? My dear, the truth is that for me, I can apologize anywhere, anytime. There's nothing wrong in that. If you did something wrong, you realize your mistake. Even on radio, on air, I can apologize. So there's no embarrassment on it from my own perspective. So the most important thing is for you to observe the mistake you make and move on. For you to even apologize to me in public, show that you are realizing your mistake, okay? Because there are some situations, some people will be criticizing you based on what you have said or what you have, you know. But when you make it public, these people will know that truly you have repented. If the situation touched you, you are sure most that it was a mistake, because nobody is perfect. So there's no issue there. You can apologize any place, anytime, any day. Thank you.
All right, thank you too. Apology is a process of explaining or expressing what bad you, and it provides an opportunity to forgive and forget, which will be good to you, and it is good to render an apology. Apology is good, and everyone who offends each other should render an apology because it provides room for forgiveness. Collins, Iowa. It's a pity that misplaced priority has become the other of the day. Public apology should be for public offences, while private apology should be kept with the party involved. The problem is that attention has become what everyone clamours for without considering when it turns to distraction to the public. Most of these public apologies start and end with the public without any effect on the offended. Thank you. I am Michael. Nigerian Info. 070-0923-0923.
070-0923-0923. Nigerian Info,
good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mrs. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead. The
public apology is necessary, and it's only those that understand the deeper things about life that then show. It's not for children. Even in the Greek mythology, there are certain offenses a man will commit. They will ask him to go to town square and apologize. These things are there. Even in the scripture, he's there or there. So before the person comes publicly to say, I am sorry, I've offended you, or I am sorry I offended her, it simply means he started the process of healing for both parties. I must not try and offend you publicly before I come out publicly. The Bible said a company of angels, a cloud of witness before us. So if I offend you secretly, me coming publicly to apologize, it's not because of the social media thing. No, it is because I want the process of healing to take place. A lot of people are hurt today. Since 1994, they are not yet healed up to now. I'm telling you, some of them took that hurt, that grievance, into another relationship. The same thing still happens because they are not yet healed. The only way somebody can heal very fast is this public apology. Take the lines of the Burner Boy when he made the public apology. Did he have those things? He said, I want to build a world-class state-of-the-art studio, this is a studio now or performance or whatever now. And he's calling on investors. Is it not a healing process? I thought that was the problem. Then look at the fancy group where I followed the page on Twitter and I followed the stories. By the grace of God, they are together now.
Oh, it was
a public apology. If she had kept quiet, we would have known that.
But she came back to say that she was blackmailed to apologize. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Mr. Zion, are you still there? Oh, dear. I think we lost the call. Mr. Zion, are you there? Okay. She came back to say that she was blackmailed to apologizing. So is it possible that some of the public apologies we see is centered around blackmail and it's not genuine? Left for this person, they shouldn't be apologizing. They wouldn't want to apologize. They did absolutely nothing wrong that should warrant an apology. Back to WhatsApp. Good afternoon and happy new year, Didi. Good afternoon. No one is without errors, and so apologies are inevitable. It is what it is. Apologies must be accepted, whether public or not, Lady V. Whether public or not. I see. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Vaya, let me conclude my thoughts. See, the issue of that lady, when she first came out publicly, did you see the lashing of angry social media people? The way they attack her, abuse her, they were against. If not that this guy forgave her and bring her back or brought her back to his house, that girl would have fallen into depression. The attack on her was much. But the bottom line is this. The public apology has brought both couples together, which is beautiful. Mark this word. This marriage between these two people will be one of the best in the history of mankind. The public apology is like a testament before you that have offended the person and you that offended. It's like a testament that will be speaking against you and the people.
It's possible to apologize and then delete it, Oshé, you know.
But you have apologized publicly. You have said a lot. You have gone back and said, I didn't mean it, but you have apologized publicly. Don't forget, you said that behind. Before I leave the floor, look at the Catholic Penance Act. I have sinned against you, and I confess to God and my brothers and sisters that I have sinned through my own fault. He didn't say just confess to God Almighty and walk away. Even to his brothers and sisters, to a large extent, the priest is not represented there. My brother, my sister, public apology is one of the most secret, most couples have not understood yet.
All right.
Apologizing publicly does not mean you are weak or you are lazy. No. You are only trying to heal the generation that you want to build. Okay. Mr. Zion.
Thank you, Mr. Zion. Seems to know a whole lot. Someone says, two events stay in your heart for a very long time, and those events are happiness and anger. If you can't forget what makes you really happy, same applies to what makes you angry. The word forgive and forget doesn't exist in reality. All the celebrities apologizing publicly is just for clout chasing, nothing more, nothing less. Most of them will still commit the offense again. So the main concern should be to apologize and never to commit the offenses again. My name is Ewa Ewa from Elekaya. This one reads, public apologies are just a show-off thing. I once went to the opening match of Qatar World Cup get-together of Nigerian for OAPs and fans with the aim of seeing Didi for the first time. Yay, they have caught me out. She was nowhere to be seen, and she was on duty here in the studio. Our apologies for not being there wasn't public, but was genuine. So as a fan, I took it. So it boils down to the sincerity of the apology, not necessarily in the public space. Dave. Hey, Denise. Denise, they've called you out. Dave, you had to say that. Oh dear, don't worry. I'm sure something will happen that will bring Nigerian for OAPs together again, and I pray when it does happen I wouldn't be on air in the studio so you can see me, eh? Alright. Didi, your daughter should stop applying emotional blackmail here. Wasn't he aware when he was dancing Wungra Wungra with just Judith? Initially he denied everything, but now he's coming to tender what nonsense apology. This was exactly what made Paul write and ask, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? I guess he never thought of the aftermath before doing what he did. He should carry his cross and know that things can go back to how they used to be. There are some people who go online to tender apologies, but it's not from within. They just want to use that medium to do worse afterwards. Christian from Alakaya. Still the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigerian for FM. We're talking public apologies. And I said that if this is simply following trends or actual show of regrets and remorse, and how does it in fact impact overall on the reconciliation process between aggrieved parties? How viable are public apologies in fostering true reconciliation? That I come out to apologize publicly doesn't mean the person offended will accept that apology. What if the person didn't want you to apologize publicly? What if the person just wanted you to come, you know, and apologize in secret and address the issue, and you feel like going public with an apology was a better option? The final commercial break. When we come back, we round off the conversation. Just stay tuned. We are Nigeria Info.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. The different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. It's still 92.3 Nigeria Info. Sometimes you realize that some people are pretty private, okay? So if you hurt me, I will expect you to apologize to me privately. And yes, it may seem like it's not out of place to go public with an apology when you have tried to apologize to me privately. Some people go public because they want to show that they are really sorry. Yes. And maybe they want other people to follow them, to join them in begging, pleading. Cheya, say sorry now, forgive him now, Cheya, Cheya. But for others, we feel like if you apologize publicly, you're letting the world know what we would rather not want to talk about. And you see bloggers, you see journalists, you see, they will want to start asking, oh, why is he apologizing? Why is she apologizing? I know they want to reach out to the other party. So we saw a public apology from your husband or your fiance or your wife or your friend. What's happening? What's going on? And these are things people may not want to talk about or are not ready to talk about. True or false? True. I must say, either ways, public apology, private apology, let it be genuine as opposed to following trends or chasing clout, as some people would say. With that, the Sunny Side comes to an end today. Thank you for sharing this space with me from 12 noon up until now. Do well to follow us on our social media handles at Nigeria Info PH and all platforms, specifically at Nigeria Info PH and Twitter, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Instagram, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at underscore Denise underscore Dennis. That's DENISEDENNIS. Follow my Facebook page, Denise Dennis, and follow my Facebook account, Denise Dennis Walu.